Good. So Rhianna's joined us on air because she has today, as of 5 o'clock, been nominated for the post of VP of Harrow. Are you excited?
Woo! Very excited.
Okay, then. Well, just so we can explain to everyone, obviously the UWSU elections are coming up. So we're talking about the student union here at Westminster and who is elected to be accountable to you, your students here. So tell us, Rhianna, why did you decide to run?
Well, in my first year, obviously you guys might not know, but Tash McGetchen was VP of Sports and Activities, and I always wanted to be her, basically. I wanted to have her position, so I always knew that I was going to run because I like to actively take part in like, that kind of thing. Like at college, I was like president and stuff. At school, I was a bit of a nerd.
Cool.
And then obviously when it changed to VP Harrow, I knew that was the one for me.
Yeah. And do you think that was an important change?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a great move because it means that there's someone, a representative based at every campus and kind of speaks for that campus, so no one's left out. So like, obviously when it was how it was before, most of them were spending most of their time in Central, whereas now there's always someone at Harrow, where which is really good as well because Harrow's kind of isolated.
Yeah.
So obviously it's away from all of the campuses, so I think it's really good.
Great. Okay, then. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of your manifesto points then? Because obviously how it works is you can only vote for your, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can only vote for your VP. So when I go to the polls, I'll be voting for, I'm a Harrow student, so I'll be voting for Harrow rep, and I'll be voting for the president rep. Is that right?
No, I actually thought that was how it was, but everyone is allowed to vote for every campus.
Oh, okay.
For every position, sorry.
All right then, so even more people to sell your manifesto to. So yeah. What are you going to be doing for both VP, both Harrow campus students and, let's start with that. What are you going to be doing for Harrow campus students?
Well, for Harrow, my main focuses are longer student studio hours for like all of the courses, for like music, art, photography, because I know they finish at like, they close at like 5 p.m. on weekdays and they're not open on the weekends. I know a lot of students are like kind of struggling with getting studio time and stuff. So that's a big, like, important thing for me.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of liaise with the personal tutors on campus to create a weekly or fortnightly drop-in session for each course. So then students have like a regular availability for their personal tutors. So then they get more kind of interaction with them, so we can get further guidance on their work.
Great.
Obviously, like, we have the mad, like, all the creative courses on this campus, so I think there should be more of an involvement with all of the smoke media and maybe, like, the QH, which is based in Regents. So I kind of want to improve participation on that front.
Okay, so you're really keen to work on the media then? Is that kind of going to be one of your cool? So what kind of, let's focus on that because it's always interesting to hear from a kind of media point of view here on air. Like what are you, how do you plan to kind of make the medias more kind of close together?
Well, it's not really close together. I just want to like maximize on the benefits of smoke media for each of the students. So like obviously with the TV courses, they should be getting more involved with smoke TV. And at the moment, it's only like a small group of students and then some staff like handle smoke TV at the moment. And I think like, because I was talking to a TV friend and she was saying that she thinks it kind of should be incorporated into some of their modules, maybe not all of them, but at least just once or twice, so then people can kind of get a taster of how it actually is, because obviously they have to work to deadlines and stuff, and you can use that for like your portfolio and like your showreel and stuff. And like with journalism, I mean, I'm a journalism student and I've never actually taken part, like I've never actually written for Smoke magazine.
Yeah. why haven't you written for Smoke magazine?
I actually don't know. I think it's because me personally, because I was doing a lot of sports, like with the Dragons and stuff, and I'm already involved in the SU already, because I have been like since for the last few years.
Yeah, well tell us about your history then, that's interesting.
Okay, well at the moment obviously I work for the SU reception, like I work on reception, so I'm usually there, or I'm on the Undercroft bar. I've worked there for like 2 years now, and then I've been a fan, a student ambassador as well. I help out with that sometimes, but obviously it clashes with like Dragon and stuff, and I'm an netball co-captain at the moment. So,
so you're well placed to understand the student union then.
Yeah. So I'm not really, I mean, as much as I've wanted to get involved in the Smoke Magazine, I was going to try and figure out a way to. I've not really had the time to, which is really unfortunate because it would have been really good experience.
Yeah. So do you feel like your job roles are going to give you a bit of an advantage over some of the other candidates then, if you've been there? So you know the student union so well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, it can only be a positive thing to have been so, like, involved so much in the SU because, like, during freshers, I was here before uni started and, like, trying to get everything set up for netball, and I ended up helping out with stuff with, like, the international students and stuff. So I kind of saw firsthand what the problems were, and then when people were coming into the SU office to speak to, like, welfare advisors and stuff, I get more of an opportunity to speak to students, whereas some of the other candidates may not have.
Okay.
So I think it's only a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Great. Well, let's talk about kind of the wider kind of that was the kind of Harrow perspective, if you like. Let's talk about the wider university. Because obviously we're a an odd university in the way that, as you mentioned, we're spread across five campuses. And often there can be a bit of disjointedness where people don't kind of interlink between those. What do you plan to do? Because actually, let's explain that you're running on a slate, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you want to just explain about the slate?
I mean, I'm running with four other people. Khaled, who's running for president, JS, who's running for BP Marylebone, Muaz for Regents and Lil Titchfield, and Miriam for Cavendish. And Miriam's actually currently VP of Cavendish as well.
She's the only one that can rerun this year.
Yeah. Yeah, she's only been in one term so far.
Okay. So does that mean you have like a joint kind of manifesto?
Yeah, we have an overall one where we have just like overall goals for the university as a whole. Because when we were originally talking about our individual manifestos, we found that we kind of had similar goals anyway.
Okay, then.
So all kind of worked together, really.
Yeah, well, what are those similar goals then?
Well, like I said, with the personal tutor accessibility, all of the candidates said that as well. We want to make the university more of a democracy, so like students are more involved in the kind of
democratic process. Yeah. Your slate is kind of arguing that politics should be really at the heart of student union elections.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like,
okay, because that's interesting, because last week we had Tarek on air, who's the current president, and he argued about how over the last 2 years he'd kind of pushed the student union away from politics and argued that actually you don't really need to have any understanding of politics to improve the student experience, which is what he believes the student union is kind of about. Do you disagree with that?
No, not in that sense. I mean, I've never personally had any politics experience, and aside from, like, wanting to be VB Harrow, I've never actively gotten involved in politics or anything like that.
Yeah, and, but do you think the student union should be having a kind of voice on important political issues? For example, ones that affect our education, like tuition fees?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, obviously with the kind of protests against student tuition fees and stuff, like, that's a great example of what we should be doing. Like, we should be working towards helping students and, like, helping them to kind of have a better student experience.
And so if you'd have been in role when the NUS demo happened this year, would you have kind of actively organised students to take them to that? Because the kind of opinion of the VPs that are in this year was that it's not their job to organise students to go to those NUS demos. It's up to students to go to them and make their own minds up.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have done anything different to how the sabbaticals handled it, because I think
because their opinion was to not have an opinion.
I can understand that. I mean, like, because, like, with the elections now, they're completely, like, separated from it. They don't actively have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
They remain completely neutral. Obviously, with some protests, like the ones that happened, like the rioting and stuff that happened in London, like, last summer, maybe the summer before, like, that got out of hand. And then if the SU was to actively endorse that, obviously that's not good.
Yeah. But what about the protests that happened in November time last year? There was a national day of action. The NUS called on all student unions to take students to the streets in London to protest peacefully, which it did take a happen peacefully, about the rise in tuition fees, the cuts to EMA. Would you have like lobbied the student union to actively organise? Because that's not what happened this time around.
No, I mean, I wouldn't have, like I said, I wouldn't have changed anything that the current staff have done. I think for the students' sake, I think it's best that they know what's happening around them, when it comes to stuff that affects them.
Mm.
But then, not to, I wouldn't necessarily promote it. I would just kind of, I'd just let them know, what was happening, not necessarily the event, the protest. I'd kind of just explain the situation with that current issue and then say, you can choose to actively take part or you can just remain passive.
Okay, so you don't think the student union should have a position on important issues like that?
Okay, so with, politics, I just meant, more on a local level. So, I'm hoping to campaign for longer studio hours and stuff like that. So,
okay, cool. Well, let's go. Yeah, sorry. I realise you're at netball practice as well, so thanks for taking time out to speak to us. Let's return quickly to those kind of wider manifesto points before we wrap up. So what else is the kind of your slate running for?
Okay, well, in the central campuses, again, they're hoping to increase the studio hours for the architecture students, and hoping to create an online booking system for rooms, when you book a room for, I don't know, your society or sports team or just a general meeting or something, because at the moment they're obviously trying to improve it, but it's been a bit problematic. And to have semester one exams, because with business students, for example, they have to learn some stuff in semester one and then have to wait until the end of semester two to do the exam, which is...
Yeah.
Which I imagine would be quite difficult, because I know I struggle with exams. Yeah. I have to wait so long.
Definitely.
With Cavendish campus, hoping for better availability of computer labs and software so you can access it at home.
Cool. Do your and work. Miriam's coming on air shortly, so she'll be able to talk a bit more about that.
Oh, okay. I'll leave that to her then.
Great. I tell you what, Rhianne, we'll leave it there, but your manifesto will be on the UWSU website eventually, as will all of the candidates. So stay tuned for that. And also remember, you can go to smokeradio.co.uk to find out more information about all of the candidates. We'll be kind of profiling and working our way through them. So thanks very much for joining us on air, Rhianne. Her current Twitter handle is @natamuch. I'm not going to ask the story because she's told me that it's a little bit embarrassing, but I think it's going to change soon. Is that right?
Yeah, very okay. soon.
So you can follow her @natamuch. So much at the moment, but when that changes she'll natter to me and tell me what it has changed to. And the slate that she's running on is @vote_your5. So we look forward to hearing more from you as the election process carries on. Good luck
and thank you very
enjoy
much.
Netball. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. So there you go. That was Rhianne there. She's running for VP of Harrow. She's on the Your 5 slate. We've got Miriam Hannah coming up very soon, who's also on that slate. So we'll hear a bit more about kind of what the overall aims of that slate.
The Punk and Politics Show. Loving punk and making politics easy. Boom!